Yeah, we're holding daf Yutes from the Vase around 10 lines down. We're going to bring another raya to the Shaila if we could be Poshid Klai and Bishuk or not, if they cover Abrius.
Because Ein Chof will be in Tunu Neger Hashem. To be open is to the right, so there's no heter at all. Kati Gemara, another Kasha Toshima. The Yomah Reb Leza, Reb Sodi. Medalgin Hayino Agabi Yaroinois Shomesim. He used to jump over the Yaronus in his Beisak forest. He used to jump over a kever. Likras Malcha Yisrael, to be able to see a Melech of Yisrael. Well, the Likras Malcha Yisrael, not only in front of a Melech Yisrael, but Vad, Omru Ela Afil Likras Malcha Yakum. Even allowed to jump over an Oren to see a Melech of Yakum. And the Chiddush is even Kahanim. Even though a Kohen Achur has an Issa not to Matamar himself, he's not allowed to go near a mace. But if he wants to go see a Melech Yisrael, a Melech Akum, he's allowed to jump over the kever. Why? What's the heter to see a Melech Akum? Shem Yizke, Leilu, Elam Abo, Yavchen, Bei Malcha Yisrael, Malcha Yakum. Like we had before. There's an Indian to see a Melech of a Goy, could they later be able to tell the difference between a Melech Yisrael and a Melech Akum? But is a heter to metame yourself, even though you're a Kohen, to see a Melech? Is Amai, Leilu, Chokhma, Vein, Spoon, Vein, Etzel, Neger Hashem? We just say there's no heter to be over in Yisrael Raisa. And the Chura to see this Melech Yisrael, or Melech Alkim is only in the Rabbon on the Chura. There's no Chiv Midi Raisa to see a Melech Yisrael, to see a Melech Alkim. It's only like a Mitzvah the Rabbonim. So how we matter for a Mitzvah the Rabbonim to be over in Yisrael Torah? And the Gemara Torah says, Kidurova. The Yomar Rova, Deva Torah, Oyel. If you have an oil or a covering on top of the mace, it's called Shiesh Boy Chalal Tefach, it's Chaitzis Bethlei Atumah. That's the way we make our kvaris now, the kever. You put a mace in the ground, and on top of it, you usually leave a tefach, which is 4 inches between the mace and the chalal and the covering. That's usually the coffin. When you put the mace in, usually there's at least dalat tefachim between the mace and the top of the coffin.
Dalat tefachim?
So one tefach. So we have 4 inches. Therefore, since there's 4 inches, so middle of the top of the coffin is a chaytzei. Stops, doesn't let the tumor go up, but keeps the tumor inside. Therefore, if you go on top of the kvaros, really there should be no tumor at all. It's called shiesh poi chalal tefach. As long as there's a tefach, 4 inches space between the mace and the covering on top, and the coffin, is choisef nea tumor. That stops the tumor from going upwards. The shein poi chalal tefach, let's say there's no chalal tefach, there's no avir of dalat amaseh, then eino choisef nea tumor. Then that's called tumor ritzutza, that a tumor of the mace is because viola jumps up through karka. As if you put a mace in the ground and just throw dirt on top of the mace, then the tumor would jump up and go straight up to Shemayim. So here we're not choshes midiraisa, for roiv aroinus, roiv coffins, yesh bem chalal tefach. Roiv coffins have at least 4 inches between the mace and the covering. Even in Eretz Yisrael, where they're not known to use the coffin, they just put the mace in the karkam, still they make an oil on top of it though. They put like stones on the side of it, and they put just one covering on top of the mace. But they have at least 4 inches between the mace and the covering. Therefore, the covering stops the tumor from going up. Now the Gozrul, the Rabbonim made a gzera, al shiesh bem mishum shein bem. As Rabbonim made a gzera that a kohen should not go on top of any coffin. Any kever where a mace is buried, why? Because they're choshish for me that sometimes there's not a chalal tefach. As they buried the mace and they didn't make the mechitz on top of the mace, nor right on top of the mace itself. Or mishum melech, it's only nis the rabbonim. Or mishum kfoid malachim legozel bo rabbonim. We had before. For nis the rabbonim, there the svarah the rabbonim weren't gozer, but mokin covered a breeze. Or here, but mokin kfoid malachim, the rabbonim weren't gozer. Let's see Rashi. Likros Malchi Yisrael, Hare Lechobet HaBriyas, hey, to see a Melech is like Chobet HaBriyas, Oivrim, Al Nefesh Le'yatame, to Hare Ablezeb Reb Tzadik Koyinu, he was a Koyin, Kedarmina B'Chayrus, so how could he be over Nisa HaTeira? You're now allowed to be Metame yourself to see a Melech, the Teret says, Mdalgun Rashmi Yoram Yorna, from one coffin to another coffin. The Teret says, Dva HaTeira, Alach Lamashim Mitzinai, Eino Chaytuf Ne'atumma. The Nikras Tumu Ritzutza, if there's no chalal tefach, if the top of the coffin is right on top of the mace, then the tumah is ritzutza, jumps through, or the kaf will go straight up. Mashenkin, if you have a chalal tefach, then it's mutter. So Teretz was that Rov Aroinis have a halal tefer. So roi daron is muter midiraisa. It's only nister rabbonin. So nister rabbonin could be mekel. Vital Torah Shema, not a brisa. Godol kovet habrius shedoyches loisa se shabatir. Hey, to give kovet habrius, you're allowed to be over nister teir. So kura fagmavi amai. Lame of the throne we have before. We have before, if you're wearing klayim and your pants in the middle of the street, you're mechuyev to take off your pants. Because you have a klal, ain't tuna, the ain't eitz, no terrors neged Hashem. For the morrow of Yamai, lame, ain't chofa, the ain't tuna, the eitz, neged Hashem. There should be no terutzim. To not to be over loisa, say, there's no hetter from Mishum Kavod Abriyas. And the Gemara, Tirgumo, Rav Bar Shavu, Chaim, the Rav Kano, the lab, the loisosa. Hey, that's what we say, if we over loisa, say, it's only the lab of loisosa, which is the lab for all these through the Rabbonim. Chashi, at loisa, say, any lav hater we have had to be over for Malkum Kavod Abriyas. Teretz is no, but lav the loisosas. On that strategy, Mazda tomorrow, Achicho Alei, they start to laugh upon him. What's your teretz? A lav the loisosas? For the Gemara Achicho Alei, lav the loisosas, here I see. Monashech, this lav of loisosas, don't go kinege, what the Torah tells you, that's also midiraisa. So what are you answering? The lav of loisosas, that's also midiraisa. And the Gemara Amar Rav Kano, Gavra Rav Lamanusa, somebody choshev tells you something, not the chicho lei. That's the first thing. Don't laugh what somebody tells you. But what they meant to tell you is like this: Komili de Rabbonin, every isa de Rabbonin asam chinu alav loisosas. The Rabbonin made a smachta from the lav of loisosas. The Torah told you, don't go away loisosas, whatever the chom tell you. So what the chom tell you, there's like a lav hater, you have to listen to them. But it's an isa de Rabbonin. Where there's a shayla of kovod habrius, the rabbonim were matche their lav mishum kovod habrius. Let's see, Rashi, the Hezbri like this. Rashi chicholei inusav why they left, because they thought the afilu omru loy dvar Torah, even if the rabbonim told you to listen to a dvar Torah, who omru from their kovod, and there's a question of kovod habrius involved, yavro lov, yavro had to be over the yisat Torah. Mishum Kavod Abriyas, like the Sfar before was, if you're wearing klayim in the street, maybe you don't have to take it off, because there's Kavod Abriyas involved. The Kashrut is no, we're saying on this Diraisa, you're not allowed to be over Mishum Kavod Abriyas. So what's the Teretz of Loisos? That's also on this Diraisa. The Teretz is called Mila de Rabbonim, Rochi Kav Maluhu, Dover Shum Medivrei Seifrim, and this is that's only Yosem de Rabbonim, Nitzchav of Kavod Abriyas. You're allowed to be over, that is so, where it's a question of Kavod Abriyas. The Koran of Loisa say, why did the Gemara call the Brisa called the Loisa say? Mishum dechtiv Loisoser. So the Torah says Loisoser, that love gives the Rabbonim the koyach that you have to listen to the Rabbonim. And if you don't listen to the Rabbonim, you're over the love. So Rashi the Kasha Lechu, Yiraisu, Lechu is still the Kasha. So now when the Rabbonim tells you to do something, there's a love how Torah to listen to them. The Torah says Loisoser, you have to listen to what the Rabbonim said. So even if it's the Rabbonim, there should be no hetim Mishum Kavod Abriyas. That there it is, Rabbonin achlu lekrayu, lav radavreim. The Rabbonin themselves were moichum and said, we give you a head to not listen to us. In other words, the Rabbonin never put their iser for mokum kovod abriyas. Hecha dika kovod abriyas. Kegoin, letalto b'shabes avonim shabes akisei lekinoyah. Gemara on Shabbos, and even though it's muksa, so if you went to the Beit Kisei and you have nothing to wipe yourself with, you're allowed to touch muksa, you're allowed to take stones to wipe yourself with. I can listen to Rabbonin, but there it is, the Mokum Kavod Abriyas, there are matter there is to the Rabbonin. Oy mi shenifzuko tzitzis talisu bekamlis. Someone was wearing tzitzis, and on Shabbos they became posel. So now that the tzitzis is posel, you're not allowed to wear them on Shabbos. But let's say you're only carrying in the kamlis, it's only near to the Rabbonin. Lo yitzchil laniach talisu shom. The Rabbonin will not master you to take off your talis and leave it in the kamlis, but you call it the base orim, to come into the house orim. Because Amol, that tzitzis wasn't like us, just a big talis cotton. It was like their coat they used to wear. So if you pass them, they can't wear the coat from Shabbos. It's a big bazillion to walk through the street without your coat, without your jacket on. So it's only needs the Rabbonin and carrying in the Kamalis, the Rabbonin will make one. There is there Mishum Kavod Abriyas. But Kavod and Teretz says that not to pshat you over into the Raisa. This is true. When the Rabbonin tell you to do something, you have to do it. And if you don't listen to them, you're over into the Raisa of Loisoser. But the Rabbonin said that where there's a question of Kavod Abriyas involved, there's no issue to the Rabbonin. If Rabbanu were Michael on their covers, Rabbanu said, like a little collection all over, is, hey, Marmu, hey, Marmu. They said, you have to listen to us. for in certain cases, they themselves says you don't have to listen to us. So they said the Mokum Kovar Abriya, that there's no issue to the Rabbanim, she not being over the lab of Vais Sosa now. The Rabbanim themselves said, the Mokum Kovar, you don't have to listen. Mashenkin Klayim, which an issue of the Uraisa, there's no heter. Even in the middle of the street, you have to take off your pants, even though the question is not Kovar Abriya, there's no heter to be over this out there. Toshima, Visalamta, the terrorist says, Visalamta is Beheshav Aveda. The terrorist says, sometimes you can turn your face away, sometimes you can close your eyes. Certain times you have a heter not to makam the mitzvahs or the mitzvah of Heshavas Aveda. Sometimes you're not allowed to close your eyes, because you have to return the Aveda. Okay, if the Aveda was in the Beis HaKfaros and you're a Kohen, so you have no heter to go into the Beis HaKfaros and makam yourself, you're part of the mitzvah of Heshav Aveda. If you're an old person, you have found something that's not covered for an old person to carry, b'shus harabim. So, mishum, you're covered, you're potter from returning the Aveda. Or else, you're in the middle of doing work now, and you're making a lot of money for your work. Now, if you're going to stop your work to return the Aveda, you're mavato from your malacha. And the whole Aveda is only worth $5. So, if you're going to stop your work to return the Aveda, so when you give it back, the balabas is going to have to pay you for the work that you were mafsid, and that's a $20 job. So it's not kedai for the balabas to have to pay $20 to get his $5 object back, so you put it from the mitzvah. And so I show you some malachtoi, some malacha that you're doing, if you're going to stop doing the meruba, is going to be worth more money, mishoch haveri. Therefore the Torah says, v'salamta, sometime you can close your eyes, and you don't have to give back the aveda. But the chur akash is the middle case. It says, if you're a zokin, you're an old person, ven lufik vaydei. It'll be a case, let's say somebody loses, it's not covered for an old person to carry, a baby toy in the middle of the street. Somebody's pacifier losing in the middle of the street. It's not going to be covered for an old zokin to walk around with a pacifier in the middle of the street. So it's not covered for him. We say it's part of the mitzvah. I hear it's a mitzvah the Raisa, Veshiv Esaveda. And what's the Torah? Because it's not covered for you to walk with a Mishus Rabbim. So you see, Mishim covered Abrius will matter in Isapero. For the more am I. And the Gemara is trying to hosom the chtiv v'salamta. It's not true. There's a gzeras akosavir v'salamta that you're put there from doing this mitzvah for mokum kovar abriyas. It's where there's no beferish hetar tera, you can't be mekum. But here the Torah beferish said a pasuk v'salamta, you could be mekum for mokum kovar abriyas. I was there for the Gemara of the ligma mino. Let's try not to swear from here that you see the mokum kovar abriyas, you're allowed to be over in this tera. Now the Gemara is surim and a moin loyafinim. You can't run out an issa de kalocha from a moment de kalocha. So it's before that klayim. That's a pure issa. Terah said you're not allowed to wear klayim. Here the mitzvah, the heshev es aveda, even though it's an issa de kalocha also, that there's a mitzvah to return somebody's aveda, but why did Terah give this mitzvah? Because Terah wanted you to give back Yerim's moment to him. Because Reuven lost something, but Terah wanted you that he should have back his money. So it's a mitzvah involving money. So it's involving money, there's kulas in that mitzvah. So even though the mokum mitzvah of mammon, the Torah was making a mokum covered, you have no right, the Torah will be making the mokum stam isurim like by klayim. So Rashi, Fibu beis akvoris for azeidim. If the aveda was in the beis akvoris, the kohen is potter from returning it. Ven lefi kvoidoi, ein ha'avuda chashuva lefi kvoidoi lashivoi. It's not chasher for zokin to walk with like baby things b'shus harabim. If he was doing work, if he's going to have to stop doing his work and run after the return, the Aveda, if you throw him out the Mei Aveda, it's worth more than the Aveda was worth. Rather, don't return my Aveda. Because Allah is, you're not mechuyev to waste money to return the Aveda. So the Bialim has to pay you for the work, for the pay that you lost. So if your pay is going to be $20, and the whole Aveda is only worth $5, the Bialim is double be meichum. Don't return my Aveda, I don't have to pay you the extra money. Right, spending more of enigma, and those are trash legabi klayim. The Amrina and Toishdon, Afilu B'shuk. From here, we see that there was makeup. Heshev Aved Mishum Kvoidoi, so who Adin Klaim should be Mutter from Ockham's Covet. That's the Mamoina Kalmi Yisur, that's the cloud. By his mitzvahs, Negea to Mammon, there the Torah was making Mishum Kvoidoi. By Shankar a mitzvah like by Klaim that has no Shaykhis to Mammon, that's a pure Isidik Alacha, there the Torah wasn't making. Torah Shema bring another Raya. Tosik says, Vala Choysoi to your sister. Matam Adloima. The case where a person was Erev Pesach, he's going to bring his Korban Pesach. It was on the eighth day, and he has mitzvahs mila to come out his son. And he's heard just now that somebody was nifting his mishpachon. Maybe I would think he's supposed to stop doing the Korban Pesach, or stop making the mitzvahs mila, and be Isaac now in the kvura of the maiz, or marta lo yitamei. I tell you, no, don't do it. It's the mitzvah Korban Pesach and the mitzvah Mila. Since they have a chorus involved, if you don't do it, if you don't bring a Korban Pesach, you have a chiyuv chorus. And if you don't do the Mila, there's a chiyuv chorus involved. So we say these mitzvah adoicha, the mitzvah of kvuras ameis.
What does do with the
chosah? See, that's an extra pasuk. Learn out these chiddushim. Yochol, I would think, is shame sheni metam alehem. The same way you can't be metam to your father, your mother, to your sister. Kach ein metam alehem mitzvah. Maybe who was in it, the mace mitzvah, means nobody else is there to take care of this mace. But you find mamas the mace in the middle of the street. And if you don't take care of it now, nobody else is there. Talmud loyma lachoysay. That's what the Torah says, lachoysay. It's a diyuk. Lachoysay hu deni metama. You're not metama for your own sister. If your sister is mace, and you are doing Korban Pesach, or you're making a meal for your son, so it's mistava, there are other people there. If you're not going to take care, you have a mother, you have a father, you have other brothers to take care of it, then you don't have to take care of it. Avo metam hu l'meis mitzvah. But if it's a question of a meis mitzvah involved, that if you don't make the kvura, nobody else is there to take it, then it's even deicha, the mitzvah of Korban Pesach and the mitzvah of mila. So what deicha you not to do the mitzvahs of mila and Korban Pesach? It's in the meis mitzvah. What's in the meis mitzvah? It's also only kvodei. So Rashi, avo metam hu l'meis mitzvah, who covered abrius? That's also not worse than covered abrius. He's supposed to cover to meisim. So covered abrius is a bigger cover to meis. And so you see, the inyan of covered abrius for deicha dvar teretz and deicha you don't have to be mekayim now your mitzvah Korban Pesach and your mitzvah mila, no rather be yisim covered abrius for the mar amai leima ein chochma v'ein tfuna v'neisa neged Hashem. Let's say there's no terutzim k'neged Hashem. How could you be mevatel your mitzvah Korban Pesach? And the Gemara Shani Hosan Nichtiv Lachoisei. Good and Svar, I wouldn't say it, but it's Exeret Kosev. The Torah says Lachoisei here that you shouldn't be metama to your sister. It's a diik. Why does the Torah say to your sister? It's a diik to your sister now. But to a meis mitzvah, yes. So it's Exeret Kosev here that it's muta. For the Moravite was Eveligma Mino. Let's learn out from here. Here it's an Isidika question. There's no Shalom Mammon here. We're telling you don't have to be Mekayim the mitzvah Korban Pesach. And you don't have to do the mitzvah Milas B'noi now. Rather do the mitzvah of Meis Mitzvah, which is a Kovetik Halacha. So you see in being over an Issa of Isurim. And for the Gemara, Shev Yata Sashani, here's the Chilet. Hey, see by not doing the Korban Pesach, how are you not doing the Korban Pesach? Shev Yata, you're not doing the Meisah. Who are then? How are you not doing the mitzvah mila? Vashevi atasi, you're not doing the mitzvah mila. So the mokim shevi atasi, there's a koyach. Sit back and not do the yisur, and go ahead and be Isaac in covered abrius. Go do a meis mitzvah. Mashenkin avalochi here was a shayla of klayim, where you're wearing the klayim. Kozaman you're wearing, you're doing an yisur b'yadayim. So to be doing an yisur b'yadayim, you have no heter, even though it's a question of covered abrius. As if you're b'shus rabin, and you find out in your pants, you're wearing klayim. To keep on wearing the pants is called an avera of a kumbi asay. You are wearing klayim. You have no heter for that. I hear the Torah says you could be mevato the mitzvah Korban Pesach and the mitzvah mila mishum meis mitzvah, which is a kovetik halacha, because there at shavi atasi. You're not doing a maisa kumbi asay to be mevato the mitzvah Korban Pesach. It's just by sitting back and not doing it, that's the way you're over the yisur. So it's called less of an yisur then. The over the yisur, sitting back, not doing anything, is less of an yisur than doing an yisur of kumbi asay, doing a mais yisur. So where is covered abriyas doicha, shaviyat hasib, not doing anything? But to be matthew, to wear the klayim, it's a kumbi asay, they were not matthew.
You mentioned here also that a lot is more covered than nasir.
Alright. So Drashi. Shevi atasa shusus and shevi atasa shani is the trashi. Dvorim ravim, a lot of things hetiru la'akya devatero. Lifnei siyah, A lot of times the Rabbon even were makel to be over Nista Diraisa with a Shevi Atase. Melech of Nekovet Abrius. Hecha Deinu Eike Dove B'maisi Yadayim. El Yoshe Bim Koimoi. You're just sitting still. O Dva Tere Neker Melech, the Tere of the Dias is being over by itself. Kegoyin Kiya Shofer. Who are then they say on Shofer comes out on Shabbos. The Rabbonin said, Mishum Nista Rabbonin, maybe you carry a Dal Damas, you don't do the Mitzvah Shofer. The Lula B'Shabbos. The Sadim B'Titzis. The Rabbanu Oifir, these mitzvahs, with a Shevi Atasai, they said, don't do the mitzvah. Or the Kavasayu, Tuva, the Yavamis. A lot of cases in Yavamis, that we're just sitting back and not doing the mitzvah, the Rabbanu told you, don't do it. Avo Mecha V'Yadayim, Loi. But you have to do the Yisra V'Yadayim, there you find no heter. Now, if you're loivish, Klayim, if somebody is wearing Klayim, is Oikroi V'Maisa Mamish. Shu Loivshoi. Hey, since you put it on with the Maisa, how did the pants get on you? You put it on. That was called the Maisa. So, close the man, you're wearing the pants, it's still considered doing the Maisa. Even though Lechura now, once the pants is on, you're not doing any Maisa now. It's on you already. But that's still called you doing the Maisa. Because it's on you, Machmas, the first Maisa that you put it on. So, there's no heter to be over in this heter. Shrashi v'tumas gufa, shehutru l'koin l'nozir, l'tama l'meit mitzvah. I, Lechura, was saying, even if he's a Kohen, or he's a Nazir, he's also allowed to be metama to a mace mitzvah. Now, for Kohen and Nazir, he's being a Nisra Diraisa, and it's a Kumbi Yasei, is the Koneka B'Yadayim, because they covered Abrius. How could a Kohen or a Nazir go and be metama to a mace mitzvah? There, it's only a mitzvah of covered Abrius, and he's being a, doing a Nisra B'Yadayim. A Kohen is being metama to a mace, that's a Nisra B'Yadayim. The last Shevi Atasehu, that there it says that Rashi, Hainu Taimad Lagarina Minei, Tosim Lav Kovra Brias Udadochi, Loisa Sedidei. It's not considered the Indian of Kovra Brias as being Doicher or Loisa Sedidei. It's when the Kohen is Matama from Ace Mitzvah. Why is it Rashi Chidish? The Mikoro, Kishenichtav Loisa Sedidei Tumor, Loyal Mace Mitzvah Nichtavo, Kishem Shla Nichtavo Allah Kreuz. In the same way a Kohen is allowed to be metama to his own mishpacha, to his own father and mother. Either the Torah said a Kohen can't be metama to Mesim. The Torah says to this law, the Torah never said it. So it's like Kutra, says Rashi. It's not a gedda from the Chuya, it's like Kutra. The Torah never put the law upon a Kohen to metama to his own kreuzim. Who adin? When it comes to a mitzvah, the Torah never put the law upon the Kohen or the Nazir not to metama to a mes mitzvah. Avla Shabbos Haveda. Upesach lechol Yisrael nemru. Mashenkin before the mitzvah Shabbos Aveid. It's magay to everybody. Or Korban Pesach is magay to everybody. V'yetzah kovod abriyas nitzlitzchay. And he was saying though that if you have a mace mitzvah in front of you, you're supposed to be oisik the mace mitzvah, not do the Korban Pesach. That's called a tchuya. Hakorach hanu v'chiyosim ain't a biyadayim. The Torah says, but that's not called biyadayim. That's called shevi atasli. How are you not doing the Korban Pesach by stam sitting back and not doing it? Ela b'yeshivosoi titcha mitzvah. Avo klayin de maiz yadayim yitcha ez lirubi avarosoi. But klayin that's called the maiz of yadayim, that is no heter hater. So that's the way the maskana blinds, that if you're being over the yisr, shevi atasei, stam sitting back and not doing the yisr, then mishum kovet abriyis, you are allowed to be over the yisr, even if it be an yisr hater. Mashen kudu du an avera kum b'yasei, that is no heter if it's an yisr deraisa. But if it's only nisr derabonim, that's tosugiyam, the lochem covered habriyos, the rabbanim were not going there very soon.
In all these cases of kumbiyase, it seems like there's a kasuv, a dafke.
Means there's a kasuv.
They're bringing the there's a kasuv.
The same not klein, klein.
The lamta. All these cases are where there's a.
No, forget, we have Makash, let's learn out from these psukim. So saying the heter is only with the Shevi Atasa from Balak Oisoi, we see you allowed to not do the mitzvahs Korban Pesach, today to do Oisoi mitzvahs. So learn out from there, and what is that? The Shevi Atasa. So Shevi Atasa is Mutter. The Rashi's Kasha was, but who are then you see a Kohen is allowed to go be Matama to a Mace Mitzvah. So Kura there, he's doing a Nisra B'Yadayim, a Kohen can't be Matama with a Mace. That's Rashi's Kiddush. The Teretz is there. It's not called being Oika. That's called like Kutra. The Torah never gave this in the first place. Tyson is being Zechan Rashi says it's not true. Habzadish never be a case of Esed Echlosese. Every Esed Echlosese, let's say, the Mokim, the Loisese, the Torah never, the Mokim, the Esed, the Torah never gave the Lav. The Teretz doesn't like this Chan Rashi to say like, it's a give, the Torah never gave the Lav for Koyin to Matamah to a Mace. The Torah says the Torah says that Kahanim and the Zirim, the killing out from them, that's not allowed to shove up a coil. It's only by Zundir Lavim, the gate to a coin and the gate to another, so Torah will make it on their Lavim. But a lav that shove up a coil like Klaim, which is made in the gate, the Gans Klaim, so you never find a Torah was made. But that's the Maskana though. That Issa the Uraisa, you have no head to be open, Issa the Uraisa be a Dayim, even by Mokim covered a breeze. For an Issa the Rabbonin, or an Issa where you're only being Shevi Atase, that you have head to. Covered a breeze is Doicha. Right. Omale Rapopole Abai. Maishno Rishonim the Yisrofish Lonisa. How come by the Friedrich Doris? It's whenever they were mispalo for rain, right away the Abish listened to them. He brought a nest, the rain came. But yes, we daven a lot for rain, it doesn't come, we don't see Nisim so fast. If you want us to name it, they were bigger for me to come and they learned more before. Is Bishnei the Rav Yehuda Nifridik Dor Rav Yehuda's Dor Rav Yehuda's times, Kulat Snuiv and Ezekin. They always used to learn only said in Ezekin, that's all. And some said because if Yehuda Shita was a Reis Elias Chosid, as he asked him to build in his Okin. So the Reis could say it in the Babis, but become a Bab Messiah. Heavy. Ababanan, Babayos, now a door, come Athene and Shisha Sidra. We learn all the Shas, all Shisha Sidra we learn. Vaita Vachievi Mat, if Rabbi Yehuda Biuksin, if Yehuda used to learn Mesech Tuksin, that's the less Seder. In Tyrus, the less Mesech to them, the Locha was Isha Shekaveshes Yerik. Victera, a Venetia that's kovish, that's soaking, a vegetable in a kadera, in a pot. The Yamrilo and some say the case is Zaitim Yavalis, Shekivsham Vitarfeyim, that she's soaking. With the Tarfeyim means the Tarfeyim, that's like the yad of it, what they call the stem of it. We could hold on to the Zayas with the stem. So the question is, a stem has a locha to it, like it's like the yad of the pri. So if you're tummy and you touch the stem, that's matama the pri also. Because the yad is matama the pri itself. Up here they say to her, once you start to be kovish it, to soak it in water, so it gets so soft then, that when you pick up the stem, you can't pick up the olive anymore. So it gets so soft, it doesn't have a koyach of the yad anymore, it's not matama the pri. That's the mission. So he says, Omer Havayis the Rabbi Shmuel Kachazim Locha. When Yehuda learned the Shver Mishnah, he said he sees a lot of kashes that Rabbi Shmuel asked, because he didn't have a claw of shot in the Mishnah. But Yanan Zat Yapapa, when we learn this Mishnayis, Kamasnina Biyuksa, Shleitze Misifta. We have 13 different gangs, 13 different ways how to learn this Mishnah. And that's how clear we are in this Mishnah, more than the Friede Gadayus. Vilu Rabbi Yehuda, by Rabbi Yehuda this time, Kievi Sholev Chad Misana, when he took off Yudhut Tzadik. If Yehuda took off one shoe, if he started to daven to the Eibishter, ring, he took off one shoe, he started to like make a tainus to misagif himself. His lost in Mitra, right away the rain came. The Yanan, Bakbayos, Kometzarina, Nafshin, we fast our whole goof, we do a lot of tsar, Metzavakot, Sabchinim, we daven very strong to the Eibishter, but less the Mashkechbon, and we don't see any Nisan, we don't see the rain coming down. So how come the Friedrich of the Earth, the Eibishter, listen and now not? Omalei, Kamoi heavy komaster nafshayi vakdushas Hashem. The terrors was they were moist nefesh to free the gador. Anan, but for yours, learn nesuna nafshayin akdushas Hashem. True, we learn terror, maybe even better, but we're not moist nefesh for mitzvahs. So the Ebishah likes the mysterious nefesh. Hold the maisam, he heard the rabbah de barava, chazayu lehu kusis. He saw a lady, as he thought this lady was the Yiddish lady, but really she was a kusis, she was a goya. But what she said with this lady, they have a levisha karbalosa b'shuka. She was wearing, it doesn't aside, pirish beged bottom. She was wearing a nice, beautiful, striking red beged in the street. So it was a main treatise to do that. Like on the side, they say it from the Oroch, he says here on the side, pirish beged odom, when Kavos the Arnasa, the Derech Pnois Yisrael is chastes boi shu preaches. For Mevla Dvar Vera. There's no Yiddish talk to no Yiddish lady at that time wore like that a beautiful red beged. So he saw one lady wearing a red beged, and he thought she was a Yisraelis, and it was a priestess like that. So what did he do? Sova the Bas Yisrael. He thought she was a Bas Yisrael. Come, he brought up, Kar Yemineh, he ripped up her beged. Like to tell her, don't wear this beged, he was Mais Nefesh. Don't wear such a beged, it's not nice. Then the Mais was, Igloi Milsa the Kusasi. It came out she was only a Goya. A Goya, you have no right to rip a Goya's beged. He had to pay her money. Is Shamu of the Abba Meyazuz. Came out that day, it cost $400, that dress. Very kosher dress it was. Omalei. So then,
my sores. All right, turn over, continue on the other side.